Today we celebrate a feast that probably we shouldn't be celebrating. That is, according to the name that is given. If you look in your books, it is going to say it's the purification of Mary. And the reason for that is because, according to the law of Moses, on the 40th day after the birth of a child, the mother is to be purified because of the flow of blood that would happen in the birth. But Jesus was not born according to the normal way. His birth was miraculous, and there was no flow of blood. And so Our Lady had no need to be purified. But because of the situation as it was, St. Jerome, obviously trying to figure this out, changed the scripture to say something that it doesn't say. If you look, for instance, at your missal, or as we just heard, when it came time for Mary's purification. The Latin says, purgationis Mariae. The Greek does not say that at all. The Greek says something that doesn't seem to make any sense, which is why it would have been changed to make it make sense. The Greek says, when it came time for their purification. It doesn't say when it came time for Mary's purification. So the question would be, why would St. Luke have said that? After all, it's the mother who is to be purified on the 40th day. We can't see it in the English, but it actually is quite clear in the Greek, and that is the one to be purified, the ones to be purified, and why he put it in the plural, is the people of Jerusalem. There are two spellings, as I've mentioned to you before, for Jerusalem. There is one that is for the secular city of Jerusalem, and one that is for the sacred city of Jerusalem. In English, it's just Jerusalem. In Latin, you will see the secular one, it will say Jerusalama, and the secular one is spelled like Jerusalem, Jerusalem. So if you look carefully in St. Luke's Gospel, prior to our Lord and Our Lady coming, it is the secular spelling. After they have arrived and purified Jerusalem to make it holy once again, it is the sacred spelling. For the rest of St. Luke's Gospel, he uses the sacred spelling except for on two occasions. One, for instance, when he's talking about Herod being in Jerusalem, then it's presented as the secular city. But everything else from the time of the purification on is the sacred city. And so St. Luke, understanding that Our Lady did not need to be purified, wrote his gospel accordingly. It doesn't seem to make any sense when you look at it on the surface. But when you dig in a little bit deeper, you see what he's trying to get across. The holy city had become defiled, and it was the holy city that needed to be purified, to make it holy once again. And so, according to the law, Mary and Joseph did everything that the law of Moses required. They went to Jerusalem, they went to the temple, they offered the sacrifice, they did everything according to the law. So it wouldn't raise any questions in anybody's mind. But St. Luke, even though he tells us three or four times that this was all according to the law, tells us also that it was for something a little bit different. It wasn't for Mary's purification. It was for the purification of the holy city, to be prepared for what would happen there 33 years later, purified so that her Lord could come, so that there he would be able to be sacrificed, so that we would be saved. I suppose you could look at it and say it's similar to, why did Jesus need to be baptized? He didn't have any sin. Why was he baptized? For us. not for himself, he didn't need it, but for the mystical Christ. So Our Lady too did not need to be purified. So we celebrate the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary today. According to the law, that's exactly how it happened. According to the Spirit, it is not. Our Lady was already pure. It was the people of Jerusalem, and we, the people of the new Israel, the new Jerusalem, who need to be purified according to the law of God.